The state is concerned about a big increase in the number of new HIV cases in Fairbanks. Last year, Fairbanks reported 8 new HIV cases, and the outbreak is ongoing. In recent years, 2 or 3 new cases was more typical. The state is also seeing a syphilis outbreak in Anchorage. Susan Jones is Alaska's HIV and STD program manager. She says the state first became concerned about the increase in HIV cases in Fairbanks last summer.
The majority of people are men who are having sex with men, and there's a significant number of them that are looking for sex partners on the internet, and they're also then participating in what we're calling anonymous sex, which is people who have sexual encounters with other people that they don't know and they don't really intend to see again. That combined with a younger age group and with people who are either in the U.S. Army or somehow epi-linked or associated with the Army all have us concerned. And our job is to prevent infection. So having this announcement of the outbreak is one way to prevent new infection.
Why do you think these young men are not practicing safe sex? What have you heard from them?
Well, I think that it's probably the same as a syphilis outbreak that's also going on, although that is happening here in Anchorage. I think that there is some letting down of their guard on being concerned about HIV as an infection. And also, I'm wondering if people who end up in Fairbanks think that since Fairbanks to them is a remote place, that there's no infection up there, and that it's safe to do these really high-risk behaviors.
And when you say letting down their guard, I would think the specter of HIV is pretty scary. And what's going on there?
Well, I think that if you are in this time where individuals with HIV look healthy and are taking medication, and it's different than in the early 90s when people with HIV were extremely sick and in the hospital and dying, that's two different scenarios of individuals with HIV. And I think that people today don't remember the early days and don't remember how devastating the illness was, that they think that taking medication isn't that big of a deal. But I think that they also think that they're not at risk of acquiring the infection.
Do you worry there are a lot more new cases that have gone undetected?
Well, we're only talking about a total of about 10 cases since January of last year. So we are concerned that there are new cases that that are not detected out there, partly because when someone is newly infected with HIV, it takes your body a bit of time to mount a response to HIV. It doesn't get rid of the virus, but it reduces the amount of virus in your body. But before it does that, you're really infectious, and you may not be feeling too sick. So you might have a better chance of infecting someone else because you have so much virus in you.
And Susan, you're also reporting a syphilis outbreak in Anchorage. Describe the situation in the city.
This outbreak actually has 19 cases of syphilis that were reported since January of last year. Of those, we know that at least 13 have been classified as what we would call early syphilis. That means that they've acquired the infection within a year of the report date. And those are the cases that we're concerned about. Early syphilis, a couple of the stages in early syphilis are quite infectious. The majority of the individuals that are involved in the syphilis outbreak are also men who are seeking sex with other men. And it also includes men who are seeking sex partners on the internet and also having anonymous sex. So the high-risk behaviors are real similar.
Susan Jones is Alaska's HIV and STD program manager. The Fairbanks Health Center is offering free HIV testing through Thursday afternoon. It's a rapid test that gives a preliminary result in 20 minutes.